This is a letter of deep gratitude and respect for Association of Canadian Mountain Guides, ACMG, Whistler Blackcomb Ski Patrol, WB Ski Patrol, British Columbia Emergency Health Services Paramedics, Whistler RCMP, Whistler Search and Rescue, WSAR, Blackcomb Helicopters and the Emergency Medical Staff of the Whistler Healthcare Center. On March 28, while our group of five was ski touring together in the Spearhead Range, our dear friend Rick Godwin, Cowboy Rick, died due to natural causes. We had spent an amazing day in the mountains skiing untracked powder with close friends. We all had smiles on our faces. Then, on the final ascent of the route back home, Rick abruptly collapsed on the side of the skin track. When tragedy strikes in the mountains, it is not uncommon for fellow adventurers to step up and offer assistance. For Rick and our group, that support was the best anyone could ever wish for, an honor guard of professionals, each of whom dedicated remarkable expertise and energy in support of Rick, which in turn supported all of us as we joined together to try to save Rick's life and then navigate next steps. Seconds after Rick's collapse, Kendra Hicks, ACMG ski guide candidate, who was in a separate group but was nearest to Rick on the ascending skin track, checked for vitals. Immediately, one of our group began CPR. The head of Kendra's group, Mike Adolph, ACMG instructor, examiner, quickly established communication with WSAR and RCMP dispatch via personal satellite device and radio, then took on the role of team leader, supporting the first aid effort while orchestrating and making preparations for evacuation. Mike's ACMG ski guide candidates, Hicks, Shep Howitt and Dave Graham, provided robust assistance. With all hands helping, CPR was maintained while Rick was moved into place and the area made secure for the helicopter. Incredibly, more help arrived when Brian Berger, ACMG guide, and his two ski touring clients, both Swiss medical doctors, arrived on the scene. The emergency helicopter arrived less than 1 hour after Rick's initial collapse, staffed by pilot Patrick Stevens and first responders Jamie Wakeling, Pemberton SAR, WB Ski Patrol and a paramedic, and Matt O'Rourke, WSAR, WB Ski Patrol and a paramedic. From precision flying to expert medical support and evacuation of Rick to the Whistler Healthcare Center, their dedicated service added to the extraordinary support that day. Additionally, the effort was supported by Evan Stevens, ACMG Guide, Andrew Council, ACMG Guide, WSAR, Whistler Healthcare Center's Emergency Medical Team, and Steve Leckler, Whistler RCMP, WSAR member. Steve was our first contact to the outside community after this incident. Steve, you and your team made the following hours and days much easier for us to navigate. As sad and shocking as it is to lose a friend so suddenly, we know Rick received every assistance possible. Our appreciation for each and every one of those who helped is profound. We express this gratitude on behalf of ourselves, our families, Rick's wife Yuko Sagata, his mother Barb, his sisters Laura and Lisa, his cousin Tara, and their spouses and families. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Please support your local SAR program in Rick's honor. Sandy Ryan, Jim Peters, Andy Hoppenrath, Jeff Calder, Whistler.